Starting with permission, how to open a religious conversation wisely. In comparative religion ministry, the way a conversation begins often shapes everything that follows. A Christian leader may hear someone say, "I left religion years ago," or "I am afraid of judgment," or "I do not know what I believe anymore." In that moment, the leader may sense a spiritual opening, but an opening is not the same as permission. Consent matters because religious conversations can touch tender places: grief, family conflict, shame, church wounds, fear of death, spiritual confusion, or painful memories. What feels like a simple question to the leader may feel intrusive to the person receiving care. So we begin with permission. A wise opening might sound like this: "Would it be okay if I asked a spiritual question? Or would you like to talk about faith right now? Or would it be better to stay with the practical decisions? Or, as a Christian, I understand that differently. Would it be okay if I shared how I see it?" These phrases do not weaken Christian witness. They make it more trustworthy. Permission-based ministry says, "You are not a project. You are an image bearer." This matters in every ministry setting. A wedding planning meeting is not the same as a Bible study. A funeral home conversation is not the same as a church service. A hospital room is not the same as a debate hall. A ministry coaching session is not a place for hidden pressure. The Christian leader must ask, "What is my role here? What is this setting? Has the person invited this level of conversation?" Permission also applies to scripture and prayer. Instead of assuming, ask, "Would a scripture be meaningful right now? Would prayer be welcome? Would you like me to pray in the name of Jesus, or would quiet presence be better?" A person who says no should not be shamed. Care should not be withdrawn. Christian love does not make prayer the price of compassion. At the same time, permission does not mean silence. Christian leaders can still speak with clarity about Christ, sin, grace, cross, resurrection, repentance, and hope. But we speak with wisdom, timing, and respect. In 1 Peter 3:15, believers are told to be ready to give a reason for the hope within them, with humility and reverence. That is the posture of comparative religion ministry. Ready but not pushy. Clear but not harsh. Faithful but not manipulative. When you start with permission, you protect trust. And trust often becomes the bridge where deeper ministry can happen.